Welcome to the Soapcast.
Presented by Northern Lights and the Soap Factory.
My name is Asia Ward, and I'm a sculpture artist. So for the past 10 years, I've done two different bodies of work. The first body of work was small, kinetic, animatronic creatures, and they were kind of like tabletop creatures. They're imaginary creatures. They don't exist in real life. I wasn't imitating anything. But they were creatures that kind of had similarities of things that did exist in real life. And the movements were done by almost like a internal robotics, and the robotics came from used toys and used electronics. And I would just combine them all together to create these unique creatures that responded to their environment and to interactions with people. Two and a half years ago, I started making these landscapes, a large wall-mounted landscapes, huge. So they're made out of thin aluminum, so they're light. That can hang on a wall, and they can spread out about, you know, 8 feet long, 3 feet out from the wall, and they kind of have a diorama aspect to them. So there are these layers that are suspended apart from each other, and they can create like an artificial depth and roundness just by the way that they're placed. And so what I was trying to do with these landscapes originally was I was trying to make these worlds for these creatures to be in. And that was my goal, but these landscapes became more important to me than just like a background. That's what I've been working on over the past 2 years, is trying to make these landscapes become more interactive, more real, more almost creature-like. So instead of just remaining still landscapes, taking on some characteristics that seem alive. I kind of imagine this Artist on the Verge installation is almost like a coral reef or something. So it's, you know, like rock, but still alive and responds to people. So I decided to make these. They're kind of like inflatables, but they don't totally deflate. So they're not like a shriveled up balloon when they're done being inflated. They have this rib cage inside, and the rib cage is made out of welded steel. And the rib cage helps, they prop up the plastic in these shapes. And what I do is I make these shapes, they're kind of like coral, large, super large coral shapes. And the plastic I use is, I cover it over with this boat shrink wrap plastic. And then I use a heat gun to tighten the plastic. So it like tightens right over that internal structure and gives it like a nice tight shape. I want it to look like it was skin. And what's going to happen is that these pieces are going to be, they're going to be inflated, and they're going to be inflating in rhythms. So when you walk down into the exhibit's going to be dark. So it's going to be in the basement. The pieces are going to be specially lit, kind of like, I don't know if you've been through a cave tour or something like that. Everything's kind of lit special to highlight shadows and stuff like that. And the pieces are going to have these, they're going to be inflating in a rhythm that's going to feel like breathing. And when you walk by them, it's going to like be like a tease. They're going to stop breathing, and they're going to be almost like holding their breath. They're going to be like, until you walk away, and then they'll go back to their normal action. They're going to be too afraid of you to like be in their natural state, which this is really, I think to me, that is really special. The thing that I've been into in the past couple years is this idea of placing my sculptures, these landscape sculptures I've been making, in the dark. I like this idea of having light and slight motion kind of activate a space. And I love the idea of that light and slight motion growing a piece. So giving it more feeling to it, you know, like your senses are kind of heightened due to the darkness, and you're kind of more aware of what's going on. And I feel like that's one of the things that I wanted the audience to experience, is this almost a heightened sense of what might be happening, making them pay attention almost. And it's nice to have mystery in pieces, you know, makes people think about it a little bit more. This is the biggest installation I've done with this idea in mind, so I'll be really excited to see how people feel about it or react to it. It'd be great. Artists on the Verge 4 at the Soap Factory runs through the month of May. And if you want to know more about the show, you can go to the Soap Factory website, the Northern Lights website, or my website, which is asiaward.com.